Radio 4. It's 6:15. Time to meet the men from the ministry. Once again for a whiz round Whitehall with Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, John Graham, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. In the General Assistance Department, those normally bright executives, Lamb and Lennox Brown, seem worried and depressed.
We're worried about the cost of living, Mildred. We used to have a little money left at the end of the month. Now we have a lot of months left at the end of the money.
Our whole salary structure is wrong. Mr. Lamb and I should be paid what we're worth.
Well, could you live on as little as that?
Mildred, please. You know, I can't even afford to buy a newspaper anymore. I get up at 6 every morning and read my neighbor's paper on his doorstep.
Doesn't he mind?
Doesn't know. Though I dare say he wonders who does the crossword.
You're very quiet, Mildred. You've always got plenty of money. Yesterday I saw you in the canteen with fish and chips.
While Mr. Lamb and I shared a portion of toad in the hole.
I've been meaning to mention it, but I realized afterwards that you got all the toad and I was left with the hole.
Don't be petty, too. This shortage of money affects us all.
I believe some of our people earn a bit extra by doing second jobs. You know, working at night.
Yes, well, I've heard about that. I've heard about it. Moonlighting, it's called, you know.
Old Rudge at the Home Office was barman at his local in the evenings.
A barman? At his local?
Yes, but they fired him. He kept serving the drinks in triplicate and keeping one for his own attention.
Well, I strongly disapprove of this sort of thing.
Patty Scott's working as a night porter. And Miss Lusty of Pensions does something in the West End. She's at it every evening.
Disgraceful. Well, I mean, how can people give their best at the office if they're working at night as well? I mean, they could fall asleep at their desks.
Patty Scott does, apparently. He sets his alarm clock for 4, so he knows when it's time to go home.
Yeah, well, if I caught anyone in this department doing second jobs, I would they'd be out on their ear.
Oh, no one here would do that sort of thing, would they, Mildred? Mildred?
What? Oh, right away, sir, and 2 carbon copies.
Oh, Joe Mildred, I thought for one moment you'd fallen asleep.
Oh, no, sir, not me, sir. Excuse me, I'll just go and get on with my filing.
Perhaps I could save on fares, just come to the office one day a week.
What a good idea, one. Well, what about Sir Gregory? The ugly old Gorgon would never allow it.
Ah, there you are, you two.
No, Sir Ugly.
What?
He gets confused. Please take no notice, Sir Gorgon. Sir Gregory. How very nice to see you, sir. Very nice, yes. We haven't had the pleasure lately.
No, the way you go on, that doesn't surprise me.
Well, I meant, sir, you see, that we haven't seen you for over a week.
Oh, no. I've been rather busy with my country house. I'm having a new wing added to the new wing.
My word. No money worries for you, Sir Gregory.
No, certainly not. Money is something I firmly believe in.
Now, I have an important job for you both. You're to assist the Ministry of Health with their new campaign.
Oh.
They're tightening up on hygiene throughout Britain. For example, they're promoting a clean air policy.
Oh. So we tell people to use shampoo.
Air, Lamb, not hair.
That's only part of the project. They're also out to stop litter. People are still dropping paper in public places.
Ah.
Now, we moved on that last year, sir.
Oh, yes.
We printed pamphlets saying, don't drop litter, and threw them all over the streets.
I believe it. Yes, I do. But above all, the Ministry of Health are anxious about kitchen conditions in hotels and restaurants. As I said, they'll be tightening up all right.
And how are we to help, sir?
Well, you may have to organize swoops on premises thought to be unhygienic. In the meantime, you're to think up some slogans to be used in the general campaign.
Yes.
Well, you'd both better come to my office now, and I'll show you the relevant data.
Very well, Sir Gregory, thank you.
Good day, Mr. Brown. Is your secretary all right? Her head's resting on a typewriter. Why, she's asleep.
Oh.
I don't know what you young people are coming to. Out courting every night, I suppose. Well, I did a bit of that once, but I never fell asleep on the job. Come on, you two.
Yes, secretary.
Yes.
Ooh, thank heaven they've gone. I think I'll have a lie down. Now. Do you know what assistance department, Mildred Murphy, with whom you are speaking to. Oh, it's you, Bernard. No, love, I can't meet you any night this week. I told you I got this evening job with Gravy Train Caterers. Well, it's only three times a week as a waitress, but now they want me the other nights to interview new staff. Mr. Manley's appointed me senior waitress and personnel officer. Bit of a grin. Well, I'm sorry, Bernard, but I need the money. Look, I've just rang up for someone coming to ask. It's a lovely day today, and whoever you're going to do...
Hello, Miss Mervyn, can I come in?
Oh, it's you, Mr. Crawley.
I popped in to see Mr. Lamb. Is he about, or has he gone down to the what's-his-name?
No, he's gone to Sir Gregory's office.
Oh, what a pity. I wanted to give him this birthday present.
Well, his birthday's not till tomorrow.
Yeah, I know, but I thought he could take it home and open it in the morning. I'll give it to him tomorrow instead.
What did you get him, Mr. Crawley?
Oh, it's just a nice little what's-his-name.
Oh, lovely. I'm sure he hasn't got one.
Now then. Don't leave litter on the pavement or the grass. Screw it at a ball and stick it in the bin.
Good morning, Mr. Lamb. All alone?
Yes, Mr. Crawley. I'm rather worried. 11 o'clock and Mildred not in yet.
I came to wish you a happy birthday, Mr. Lamb, and to give you this what's-his-name.
Oh, it is kind of you, Mr. Crawley. Oh, I say, what a marvellous... It's just what I've always... What is it?
Homemade chocolate fudge.
So it is. Looks like a lump of what's-his-name.
I made it myself. For brown sugar and butter, and the rest came out of my head.
Sugar and butter being the price they are, I don't know how you can afford it. We all agreed yesterday we just can't manage on our salaries.
Well, between you and me, Mr. Lamb, I've got a part-time job in the evenings that brings me a little extra.
Have you, Mr. Crawley? You could get into trouble if they found out.
Oh, the trick is to see that they don't find out.
What sort of job do you do?
Well, not a word to anyone, Mr. Lamb.
Oh, no.
But four nights a week, I'm a male model.
A model? With a face like... I mean, a self-effacing chap like... A model?
That's right. My photo's used for advertisements. But as I said, I don't want anyone to know.
But they'll find out. They'll recognise your face.
Well, they don't photograph my face, Mr. Lamb. They just use a big close-up of my horse's name. Yes, my left big toe. It's a corn cure advert, you see.
And you get paid for that?
Yes. Oh, not a fortune, mind, but it gets me by. What other presents did you get?
Our Vaud sent me this little felt mouse.
Oh, very nice. Yes. And so realistic.
Yes.
Good luck, what's his name?
Yes. And as I left this morning, my landlady pressed this envelope in my hand. I haven't had time to look at it yet.
A little surprise, eh?
Yes. I'm rather touched, really. She's never given me anything before. She's a good sort, you know. Heart of gold. The wicked old bat.
What is it, Mr. Lamb?
It's a letter to say she's put my rent up.
Oh, dear me. Now you are in trouble.
How could I get one of these evening jobs?
Well, last night's paper had a whole page of offers. Look, there's a copy on Miss Merton's what's-his-name.
But what sort of thing could I do? Could I become a model?
Oh, I doubt it, Mr. Lamb. It's very hard to break into. I got in by chance because of these sandals, you see. This advertising man saw my big toe on the underground, and he said it cried out to be photographed.
Oh, dear. None of my toes ever say a thing.
Yeah, well, let's see what it says in the paper.
What's it? Elderly bachelor needs part-time woman to hell with housework.
Misprint. Well, either way, it's not for you, is it? What about this, then? Catering consultant wanted urgently. Evenings only.
Catering consultant? That could be fun.
You'd better reply, Mr. Lamb. There's a little box here where you fill in your details and you go for your interview tomorrow night.
Right. There we go now. Name, Richard Lamb.
Don't give them your real name. You don't want people here to know. Use an assumed name.
Oh, good idea. Let's see. As it's catering, I'll tell them my name's Beaton. They'll think I'm related to Mrs. Beaton.
Oh, that is clever. Now, what about a Christian name?
My mother's name was Badley. I'll use that.
Splendid.
Right, I'll just write that down. Name Badley Beaton.
Someone's coming.
Yeah, I'll put it away and finish it later.
Yes.
Morning, too.
Morning, Mr. Lennox Brown. Yeah. Don't worry, I'm just off. I shan't interfere with your what's his name.
I'm relieved to hear it.
See you later, Mr. Lamb.
Oh, what did old Creepy Crawley want?
He drops in to give me a birthday present.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Well, many happy turns of the day, too. Yes, I hadn't forgotten you. No. I thought you might fancy a drink, so I brought along something appropriate.
Oh, that's very generous of you,
Brown. Not at all. Not at all. There we are. A paper cup from the washroom.
Oh.
Yes, well, I'm sorry it's nothing more, but I simply couldn't afford it.
I see.
Anyway, it's the thought that counts, isn't it?
You say so.
Now then, what about cleaning up Britain? Any ideas on the hygiene campaign?
I thought we could have a couple of chaps from the Ministry of Health, you know, cartoon characters in little bowler hats.
Oh, yes.
You could have pictures of them with brushes and things and slogans like, "Be like the men from the Ministry, clean round the bend." I wonder what's the best channel for that sort of thing.
The English Channel, I should say. Where's Mildred?
I'm afraid she's not in yet.
Not in yet? What's come over the girl? Arriving late in the morning, so when she gets here, she can't keep awake. Gallivanting about with some man, I suppose.
Good evening, Gravy Train Caterers. I'm Manly. Yes, yes, everything's in hand, Friday's dinner. Yes, I know the Victoria Hall's the big place. We're seeing new staff this evening. No, one of our part-time people is doing the interviews. Very bright girl from the civil service. Oh, here she is now. Must go, Ducky. Bye-bye.
Hello, Mr. Manley. I'm sorry I'm late.
Hello.
I had a job getting away from the office. Mr. Lamb was all fidgety and nervous. Had me tying his tie and brushing his jacket. I couldn't finish my work till he'd gone. Heaven knows what he's up to tonight.
No time to waste, dear. There's been a flood of applications. Well, three. The first one's waiting downstairs.
Have you got his application form?
Yes, and very quaint it is. Catch the name. Badley Beaton.
Oh. Oh, and look. Where it says sex, he's written very seldom.
You'll have to see him, dear. I'm off to Billingsgate to order the crabs for Friday's banquet. Cheery bye. I'll send Mr. Beaton up.
I should think everyone sends him up. Crikey. Place of birth. I was too young to remember. Sounds like a real nana.
Excuse me. I've come about your post. I'm vacant every night.
No, it's Mr. Lamb.
Mildred, what are you doing here?
I'll have to admit it, I suppose. I help this catering firm in the evening.
You mean you've got a part-time job? But Mr. Lennox Brown expressly forbade that sort of thing.
Please, Mr. Lamb, give me a chance. Just a minute, what are you doing here?
I mean, it's not as if... What?
You came for a part-time job. You wanted to work as a catering consultant.
It's the rent, you see. I thought I was controlled, but it seems that I wasn't. When my back was turned, Mrs. Batley saw a loophole, seized the point and shoved it up.
So you need the money too. Do you see, Mr. Lamb? We're in the same boat and we must help each other out.
Must we?
I'll take you on as a catering consultant and we'll cover up for each other.
You mean I've got the job? Oh, thank you, Mildred.
It'll be our secret.
Yes. Mind you, I don't think it's disloyal to the ministry, really.
No.
We'll be broadening our horizons, getting valuable experience for our government work.
That's right, Mr. Lamb. And your new experience starts right away. We're catering for a function this evening.
Oh, how exciting.
Mind you, tonight is just a small do. The big one's on Friday. There's a huge formal dinner at the Victoria Hall for the Ancient Order of Good Fellows.
And I'll be helping with that, too.
Yes, we need all the staff we can get. It's Gravy Train's first chance in the big time. And we must live up to the Burns motto. Enjoy our food. You won't get better.
Morning, Tour. Morning, Mildred. grief. The girl's asleep again.
What? Oh, Mr. Lennox Brown. Oh, I do believe I nodded off. I think it must be the heat.
It's rather cold for the time of the year.
Oh, yes. So I put on my winter undies, you see. They make me terribly hot.
Where's Mr. Lamb?
Well, I'm afraid he's late this morning.
Oh, what is the world coming to? Secretaries asleep, executives late. I blame all this television. Don't you realize that the man in my position needs an alert staff to back him up, an elite corps poised to carry out vital decisions? There are things to be done, Mildred.
Yes, sir. What would you like me to do?
What? Fetch me a cup of coffee from the canteen.
Coffee, sir. With pleasure.
Yes, and with sugar. And ask them to put it on my account till payday, will you?
Yes, sir. Shan't be long, sir.
All this sleeping, I can't understand it. I can get by on 10 hours a night.
Good morning, Leonard Brown.
Ah, it's Gregory. Good morning to you, sir. Good morning. I hope you're well. And how's Lady Pitkin?
Oh, she's spending a few days in Rome trying out her Italian.
Oh, I hope he gives satisfaction.
Ministry of Health campaign, Lennox Brown. Your office has submitted some slogan.
That's right, sir. I thought up quite a few. Yes.
Yes. The Ministry of Health don't like them. Lord Stilton says they're puerile and stupid. They had to rewrite them before they could throw them away.
Yes. Well, now, come to think of it, it was Lamb. It was Lamb, you see, who thought up the slogan. Oh, yes. I've been sifting through the health regulations.
Lamb, I might have known. Who else could have written, report that smell at once? The Ministry of Health are responsible.
Well, I do apologize, sir. I'll give it my personal attention.
Good. I haven't time for this sort of thing. I've arrangements to make for Friday night.
Oh, Friday night, sir, yeah.
Yes, the annual dinner of the Ancient Order of Good Fellows. I'm a member, of course.
Really, Sir Gregory? Yes, I've never thought of you as a good fellow.
Friday's dinner is a major gastronomic event, and I have to take a male guest.
Oh, yes, Sir Gregory. Yes.
Yeah, I thought perhaps someone from the ministry. Oh, naturally, it must be a striking personality, an impressive figure whose presence will bring credit to myself.
Oh, that's your say, yes.
Are you free on Friday?
Oh, indeed, Sir Gregory. Yes,
Of course. I'm planning to invite Lord Stilton, and you'll have to work late at the ministry.
Oh.
Yeah, well, Stilton's an influential man. Might do me a bit of good, what? But it's kind of you to volunteer to work late. If there's anything I can do for you...
Yes, Sir Gregory, little thing. I was just wondering if I could, put in an application for a small increase in salary.
No.
Oh. Well, thank you for discussing it anyway.
These are difficult times, Lennox Brown.
Yes.
We've all got to tighten our belts. Well, I'm off now. I have to exchange my second-best Rolls Royce. I've become very bored with the color of the upholstery.
How can any man be so revolting?
Morning, Ron. Sorry I'm late. I fell asleep and missed my stop.
Missed your stop? But you don't come by bus. You cycle to the office.
Yes, I fell asleep on my bike. I didn't wake up till I rode into the river.
Look, well, I'm going along to my club, too. I've seen enough of this morning.
I wonder if something's upset him.
Your coffee, Mr. Lennox Brown. Hello, he's been a going when?
I'll have it, Mildred. I need it after last night.
Didn't you enjoy being a catering consultant?
Catering consultant? I spent the whole time peeling potatoes and scraping the plates for Pigsville.
Oh, go on. You were dicing carrots some of the time?
That dicing carrots was the worst job. I didn't mind cutting them into squares, but I hated painting the little dots on.
Phil, think of the money you've earned. £3. You've nearly doubled your ministry salary. Mr. Manley's quite pleased with you.
Yes, I thought he was. In fact, I heard him say, "We've got a right one here."
The real test comes on Friday. This good fellow's dinner will be Gravy Train's biggest job yet.
I've never seen so much food. If the good fellows eat all this, by the end of the evening they won't feel so good.
Well, there's still a lot to be done, Mr. Lamb. Did you mash the potatoes in that big vat?
Yes, I couldn't find anything to mash them with, so I got in the vat and jumped up and down.
You took your shoes off.
Of course I did. but now my socks are full of mashed potato.
Is Manley yet to collect the pig's will?
No, Mr. Manley. Where does he come from?
A firm called Piggy Nosh.
Mr. Manley, have you seen my mascot anywhere?
Your mascot?
It's a little felt mouse my aunt gave me. It's disappeared.
Well, don't waste time looking now, Ducky. The good fellows have started their hors d'oeuvre. And did you dress the crab all right?
Yes, Mr. Manley.
Good, good. Now come along, everyone. Busy, busy, busy.
You dress the crab, Mr. Lamb. That's a very skilled job.
It certainly is, Mildred. I gave them all little paper collars and two got funny hats.
You gave them paper collars?
Well, all except one. He wouldn't keep still.
What? You mean he was still alive? You've got to kill them, Mr. Lamb. Crabs have to be boiled.
I know that, Mildred. I'm not ignorant, you know. I was going to kill them, and then I just couldn't. One of them smiled at me.
What a silly lie. Blimey, what were the guests think? You've done it now, Mr. Lamb.
I'm awfully sorry, Lord Stilton. Oh, please, please, don't be upset. Now, think of your blood pressure.
What sort of banquet is this, Pitkin, eh? I've always enjoyed a bite of crab, but that's the first time the crab's bitten back.
Still sore, though.
It certainly is. And what's worse, when I bent down to look at my plate, the damn thing tweaked my nerves. That first course was a disgrace.
Well, rest assured, sir, our committee will see the caterers and bring it up. But this main course looks delicious. Oh, I'm sure you like game pie.
Game pie, eh? Well, what sort of game is in it?
Oh, the usual, sir. A little venison, a little pheasant, a little partridge.
A little mouse.
A little mouse. A little what?
A mouse, man. There's a mouse in my plate. By thunder, this meal's a disgrace.
Seems rather angry. I smiled at him as I passed, and he pushed me in the fire bucket.
Well, don't fuss, too. We've got work to do.
Work?
For the Ministry of Health.
Oh.
Now, listen. We've found a certain firm who are flouting the hygiene laws. Now, we're going to raid their kitchens next Wednesday night.
Oh, jolly good. That does sound fun.
Yes. Do you fancy coming along?
No, rather. I've got to look at my diary. Yeah. I'd like to help.
Yes,
these threats to public health should be stamped out. Oh, dear, I can't come.
Well, you can't. Why not?
I've an important commitment on Wednesday night.
Come along, everyone. Come along. Busy, busy, busy. We want this Mansion House banquet to be our best effort yet. Remember, the farm minister's in there.
Piggy Nosh are late to the swill again. There's a big bin full over here.
Well, move it out of sight. Come along, throw yourself into it. And then I want you to watch me in the oven. You may have to cook yourself sometime.
Hold everything. This is a raid. My name's Lennox Brown, and this is Mr. McCrump, a Ministry of Health Inspector.
Mildred, it's Mr. Elby.
Quick, Mr. Lamb, under the table before he sees us.
We're here to inspect your premises, and we intend to examine your articles.
Oh, cheeky.
We are authorized to make a thorough search of this kitchen.
Well, go ahead, Ducky. We've nothing to hide. Look anywhere you like. My staff will shut. Where are my staff? They were here a minute ago. What's going on?
What are we going to do, Mildred? They'll reach this table any minute.
But we'll have to hide somewhere else. What about under that big silver cupboard?
Yes. No, on second thoughts, I'll hide in number 3 oven. They're not going to use it tonight.
And I'll go and... Ooh, they're coming over.
Right, well, we look at these cupboards, Mr. McCrum.
All right. Just a minute. There's someone under that table.
All right, I'll come quietly.
Richard, what on earth are you doing here? Why are you dressed as a waitress? Good Lord. You're doing an evening job here, aren't you? After I expressly forbade it.
I had to, sir, for the money. Please don't be cross.
Stand away from number three of them, please. It's reaching maximum heat.
What? You said you weren't using it tonight.
I was going to cook in the slower ovens. They give a better flavour. But with all this upset, I'm having to use number three. It's microwave, you know. It roasts in 4 minutes.
But Mr. Lamb's in there. He's hiding.
Mr. Lamb? What do you mean he's here too? Can you open that oven at once?
I can't for a moment. At maximum heat, it locks.
Oh, glory. Mildred, you know what this means, don't you?
Yes, sir. Roast lamb.
Oh, really? Too much. When I told him he might have to cook himself, that wasn't what I meant. The guests are waiting for the dinner. Oh, Basil, take in the roast boar, will you?
The oven's cooling. You can open it now.
Oh, all right. Better get it over with, I suppose.
Is he in there?
Oh, it's horrible. He's all shriveled and shrunk. Wow.
Don't be daft. That's the turkey.
Well, where the place is his lamb?
Oh, yeah. He must have seen it was warming up. I did suggest somewhere else he could hide.
And here is the news read by John Curl. There are amazing scenes at tonight's Mansion House banquet where the Prime Minister was guest of honor. As usual, a large dish was carried in and placed on the table. But when the cover was lifted, instead of the traditional roast boar, guests were surprised to see a man in pinstripe trousers crouching with an apple in his mouth. Prime Minister, in jovial mood, quipped that he seemed rather thin for a main course and perhaps he needed stuffing. The man then doffed his hat to the Lord Mayor and left without being identified. Several guests later signed the pledge.
It's no use cowering behind the filing cabinet, too. You've betrayed my trust. Taking a second job and you can't even manage the first one.
Mildred and I have left Gravy Train now. Can't you just forget the whole thing?
Forget it when you've besmirched the good name of the civil service? Taking a menial kitchen job.
Excuse me, sir. There's a man here wants to see you.
Yes, well, I can't see anyone now.
Is that so? Well, you'll see me right enough. O'Toole's the name. Personnel manager of Piggy Nosh.
Piggy Nosh? Aren't you the firm who fetched Pigswill from kitchens?
That's right. Only lately we made a mistake, see? We took on a part-time collector who's been late every night since he started. And last night he didn't come at all. Well, we've had enough. You're fired, Lennox Brown. Do you hear me? You're sacked.
Up for this.
Mr. Twan, you've been working part-time yourself.
No, now, just a minute. Yes. Control yourself. Don't throw that typewriter, please. No.
Anybody can take it.
Soup as the men from the ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, and John Graham. The program was written by Edward Taylor and John Graham and produced by Edward Taylor.